Kids say, "I guess I could," to anything. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Kids say, "I guess I could," to anything. On the Leave It to Beaver show the other night, Beaver was asked by one of his friends if he could operate a stopwatch. And Beaver said, "I guess I could." And he took the stopwatch and operated it properly. We don't say, "No, I can learn it," but we say, "I can do it." Because when we say, "I can do it," what we're meaning is that it's not a matter we're going to learn how to do something. It's not a matter that we do know how to do something. We just say, "We do it." And we do it. And generally speaking, we can do it. No matter how difficult the task may be or how simple the task may be, when we say we can do it, we can do it. Now, can you say, anytime that you're asked a question, like, "I guess I could," someone says, "Do you have time to give me a hand here?" "I guess I could." "Do you know what the algebraic formula is here?" "I guess I could. Let's see." And then you begin to think about it, and you come up with the answer. Most of the time, and this is really true, if you can come up with the first answer that pops into your head, the first answer that comes to your mind, without having you given prior thought to it as to how it should be and how it shouldn't be, you come up with the right answer. But we don't. We have trained ourselves not to come up with the first answer. We have trained ourselves to come up with a thoughtful answer. Think before you speak. This has been our modus operandi for all of our lives. Think before you speak. Our parents have told us, stop acting so impulsively. Think before you speak. Well, if we really could just speak what our first thought is, think yes, but it's the first thought. If we could say what our first thought is, we would find that we would be correct. We would find that we do indeed know the answer. We do indeed know how to work a stopwatch. We don't have to say, "I guess I could." We just say, "Yeah, sure. Give it here." And then we work on it. And who's to say how the stopwatch is to be worked? Is it to be turned on? Is it to be turned off? Is it to be adjusted? Is it to be fixed this way or that way? A stopwatch is just like any other watch. It operates much the same way. You pull out your button and you turn it to the time that you want it to be set for, and then you turn it on, or you turn it off, or you wind it, or you do. They're all the same. Everything in life is the same. Oh, you say there are electronic stopwatches, there are digital stopwatches, there are all sorts of stopwatches. That's true. But basically, you turn them on and you turn them off. You turn them on when you want to start counting, and you turn it off when the count is done, and then you turn it off again when you're done with the count and you want to start again. So a double click on it would turn it off and start it, ready for the next beginning reading on the stopwatch. Now, you say, well, that's easy enough. A stopwatch is no terribly difficult thing. Well, it is if you think you don't know how to operate it. Whenever we think we don't know something, to learn it becomes tedious. Whenever we think we are unable to achieve certain ends, then we have great difficulty with it because we think we don't know how to do it. And as we think we don't know how to do it, we're in trouble. We're in trouble because we think we can do things, and our thinking is that we can't do it more than it is that we can do it. So when a 9-year-old Beaver was asked by his friend, could he work that stopwatch, and Beaver had never seen a stopwatch before, he'd never had an opportunity to work it, and he took a hold of it and said, "I guess I can. I guess I could." And lo and behold, he pressed the button and the stopwatch started. He pressed the button and the stopwatch stopped. So that's essentially what he wanted to do. Now, his friend may have told him, "Press the button again, we're ready to start again." And then press the button to start, press the button to stop, and then press the button to rewind. Press the button to start, press the button to stop, press the button to rewind. Well, now, this is sort of known within that inner self of ourself, that divine self within us that knows how to do everything. The divine self within us knows all the possibilities and all the ways that a thing can be accomplished. And really, it leaves nothing to guess. It leaves nothing to imagination. It leaves nothing to say, we can't do it. We just go right ahead and do it. And as we go right ahead and do it, we find that we are quite marvelous. We are quite exceptional. We are quite wonderful indeed. We don't have to learn it. We just do it. Now, how do you begin training yourself to say, I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer? And truly, that's what the answer is, the divine in you and me. When you say, I know that I know that I know the divine in me, you begin to look within yourself for that answer. You begin to check within yourself for whatever is the answer that you would like to have. You begin to look within yourself. I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer. Now, if I say, my dad knows, I'll ask my dad. But then you have to wait until you get to ask your dad, and then your dad may not feel like telling you at that moment that he knows because he's just not thinking in that frame of reference, and so then he leaves you still wanting. But when you say, I know that I know that I know, the divine in me knows, and I know what the divine in me knows. When you say that, when you live from that frame of reference, when you begin making that a habit to listen within, you make it a habit to ask yourself to say, I know that I know that I know, the divine in me knows the answer. When you say that again and again and again, then you put that cause in motion. You build that habit of listening to the divine within. Then the next step that you come to, and this is such a wonderful step, the next step that you come to, you don't say, I know that I know that I know, the divine in me knows the answer. You just know it. Someone asks you a question. Instantly, you listen to your divine within, because your divine within is responding to the question that's being asked to you, and the divine within is saying to you, this is the answer. And if you have the wisdom, if you have the integrity, if you are able to consistently say what is the first answer that comes to your mind, you'll find that you're correct. You'll find that you do know the answer. You do know what you should be saying. But this is a habit that we build, the habit of listening to the divine within us, the habit of listening to our inner self at all times, telling us exactly what it is we want to know about anything at all. And with the beaver, we can say, I guess I could. And we don't even have to say, I guess I could. Sure, this is it. This is the answer. This is the thing that we're talking about. This is where we're going. This is what it's all about. And when we say that, then what do? When we say that, then magic happens in us. And magic happens in us because that's all that really matters. That's all that really matters is that magic happens in us. And when we say that magic happens in us, then we are truly saying something quite wonderful. Do we have the courage? Do we have the power to say that magic happens in us? Do we have the integrity to say that magic happens in us? Are we able to consistently, regularly, every single moment of our life, say magic happens in me? Can we do that? Can we say that? Can we mean that? Well, a genius is one who says, I know that I know that I know. He doesn't say it because he has lived it from early on. He's lived it from his early days, and he just knows. He just knows these things, and he doesn't know where that knowledge came from. He doesn't realize it's the divine within him. He doesn't know that it's that immortal, eternal wisdom that is always available to him and everybody else. He doesn't know that, but it is so. And so the genius calls upon that because he has built the habit within himself of knowing that he does know the answer. Whatever thought comes to his mind that makes him think, whatever thought comes to his mind that says to him, what about this? He says, oh yeah, we can do that this way, this way, this way. Another thought comes to his mind, more complex, more profound, and he says, sure, no problem. No sweat. It's easy. And as we begin to listen, as we build the habit of listening within, we will be like the child, and we'll say, I guess I could. And we don't even say, I guess I could. We say, I know. I can do it. And then we do it. Because this is what it's all about. And this is how principle works. And this is how you work as a genius every moment of your life. By saying, I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer now and always. It's my first thought. It's my first response. It's my first awareness. And it is done now. And how wonderful that is. My friends, have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.